The Science of Hitting by Ted Williams. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Science of Hitting is a book written by Ted Williams, a former Major League Baseball player and Hall of Famer. The book was first published in 1971 and has since become a classic in the field of baseball instruction. In the book, Williams explains his approach to hitting, which he calls the science of hitting. He explains the importance of proper mechanics, the use of the whole body in the swing, and the importance of practice and repetition. He also discusses the mental aspects of hitting, such as the importance of concentration and the ability to stay focused on the task at hand. He also provides advice on how to handle different types of pitches, as well as how to adjust to different types of pitchers. The book is divided into three sections. The first section covers the basics of hitting, including the stance, the grip, and the swing. Williams explains the importance of proper mechanics and how to use the whole body in the swing. He also discusses the importance of practice and repetition, and how to adjust to different types of pitches. The second section of the book focuses on the mental aspects of hitting. Williams explains the importance of concentration and the ability to stay focused on the task at hand. He also provides advice on how to handle different types of pitches, as well as how to adjust to different types of pitchers. The third section of the book is devoted to the science of hitting. Williams explains the importance of understanding the physics of the swing and how to use the science of hitting to improve performance. He also discusses the importance of understanding the mental aspects of hitting, such as the importance of concentration and the ability to stay focused on the task at hand. The Science of Hitting is a classic book that has been used by generations of baseball players to improve their hitting. It is an invaluable resource for any player looking to improve their hitting skills. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the strike zone. The strike zone is the area in which a pitch must be thrown in order for it to be called a strike. It is important for a hitter to understand the strike zone in order to be successful. Understanding the strike zone is essential for any hitter. The strike zone is the area in which a pitch must be thrown in order for it to be called a strike. It is important for a hitter to understand the strike zone in order to be successful. The strike zone is typically defined as the area over home plate between the batter's armpits and the top of the knees when the batter is in a natural batting stance. It is important to note that the strike zone can vary depending on the height of the batter. In order to understand the strike zone, a hitter must be able to recognize the different types of pitches and their trajectories. A fastball is a pitch that is thrown with maximum velocity and is usually thrown straight. A curveball is a pitch that is thrown with a spin that causes it to break in a downward motion. A slider is a pitch that is thrown with a spin that causes it to break in a sideways motion. A changeup is a pitch that is thrown with a slower velocity than a fastball and is usually thrown with a spin that causes it to break in a downward motion. It is also important for a hitter to understand the different types of pitches and how they move in the strike zone. A fastball will usually stay in the strike zone longer than a curveball or slider. A curveball or slider will usually break out of the strike zone more quickly than a fastball. A changeup will usually stay in the strike zone longer than a fastball, but will break out of the strike zone more quickly than a curveball or slider. By understanding the strike zone and the different types of pitches, a hitter can better anticipate what type of pitch is coming and adjust their swing accordingly. This will help them to be more successful at the plate and increase their chances of getting a hit. Main idea number 2. Develop a swing. A hitter must develop a swing that is tailored to their individual strengths and weaknesses. This includes finding the right stance, grip, and swing mechanics that will allow them to hit the ball with power and accuracy. Developing a swing that is tailored to an individual's strengths and weaknesses is essential for any hitter. It requires finding the right stance, grip, and swing mechanics that will allow them to hit the ball with power and accuracy. A hitter must consider their body type, size, and strength when determining the best stance and grip for their swing. They must also consider the type of pitch they are likely to face and the type of swing that will be most effective against it. Once the stance and grip are determined, the hitter must focus on the mechanics of the swing. This includes the timing of the swing, the angle of the bat, and the speed of the swing. The hitter must practice these mechanics until they become second nature. They must also practice different types of swings to become comfortable with different types of pitches. Finally, the hitter must practice their swing in game-like situations. This means hitting off a tee, in the batting cage, and in live batting practice. This will help the hitter become comfortable with their swing and develop the confidence to use it in a game. With practice and dedication, a hitter can develop a swing that is tailored to their individual strengths and weaknesses. Main idea number 3. Practice. Practice is essential for a hitter to become successful. It is important to practice the fundamentals of hitting, such as timing, balance, and bat speed, in order to become a better hitter. Practice is essential for a hitter to become successful. It is important to practice the fundamentals of hitting, such as timing, balance, and bat speed, in order to become a better hitter. This means that a hitter should practice regularly, focusing on the basics of hitting and making sure to stay consistent with their technique. A hitter should also practice different types of pitches, as this will help them to become more comfortable with different types of pitches and be able to adjust their swing accordingly. Additionally, a hitter should practice with different types of bats, as this will help them to become more comfortable with different types of bats and be able to adjust their swing accordingly. Finally, a hitter should practice visualization techniques, as this will help them to better visualize the ball and be able to make better decisions at the plate. In order to become a successful hitter, it is important to practice the fundamentals of hitting and to stay consistent with their technique. It is also important to practice different types of pitches and bats, as this will help the hitter to become more comfortable with different types of pitches and bats. Additionally, it is important to practice visualization techniques, as this will help the hitter to better visualize the ball and make better decisions at the plate. By practicing the fundamentals of hitting and staying consistent with their technique, a hitter can become a successful hitter. Main idea number 4. Analyze your swing. It is important for a hitter to analyze their swing in order to identify areas of improvement. This includes looking at video footage of their swing and using technology such as launch angle and exit velocity to measure their performance. Analyzing your swing is an important part of becoming a better hitter. By looking at video footage of your swing, you can identify areas of improvement and make adjustments to your technique. Technology such as launch angle and exit velocity can also be used to measure your performance and track your progress. In his book The Science of Hitting, Ted Williams explains the importance of analyzing your swing and provides detailed instructions on how to do so. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the mechanics of your swing and how to make adjustments to maximize your performance. Williams explains that analyzing your swing can help you identify areas of improvement and make adjustments to your technique. He suggests looking at video footage of your swing and using technology such as launch angle and exit velocity to measure your performance. He also explains the importance of understanding the mechanics of your swing and how to make adjustments to maximize your performance. By understanding the mechanics of your swing and making adjustments, you can become a better hitter. Analyzing your swing is an important part of becoming a better hitter. By understanding the mechanics of your swing and making adjustments, you can become a better hitter. With the help of technology such as launch angle and exit velocity, you can measure your performance and track your progress. By following the advice of Ted Williams in The Science of Hitting, you can become a better hitter and reach your full potential. Main idea number 5. Understand the pitch. A hitter must understand the type of pitch that is being thrown in order to be successful. This includes recognizing the spin, speed, and location of the pitch in order to make the best decision on whether to swing or not. Understanding the pitch is a critical skill for any hitter. It requires the hitter to recognize the spin, speed, and location of the pitch in order to make the best decision on whether to swing or not. This is especially important when facing a pitcher who is throwing a variety of pitches. By recognizing the spin, speed, and location of the pitch, the hitter can better anticipate the pitch and make a more informed decision on whether to swing or not. In order to be successful, the hitter must also be able to recognize the type of pitch being thrown. This includes recognizing the difference between a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. By recognizing the type of pitch, the hitter can better anticipate the pitch and make a more informed decision on whether to swing or not. Finally, the hitter must also be able to recognize the location of the pitch. This includes recognizing the location of the pitch in relation to the strike zone. By recognizing the location of the pitch, the hitter can better anticipate the pitch and make a more informed decision on whether to swing or not. By understanding the pitch, the hitter can better anticipate the pitch and make a more informed decision on whether to swing or not. This is a critical skill for any hitter and is essential for success at the plate. Main idea number 6. Use visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help a hitter to prepare for a game. It involves imagining the perfect swing and the perfect pitch in order to increase confidence and focus. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help a hitter to prepare for a game. It involves imagining the perfect swing and the perfect pitch in order to increase confidence and focus. Visualization can be used to practice the mechanics of the swing, to practice recognizing pitches, and to practice the mental aspects of hitting. By visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch, a hitter can gain a better understanding of what they need to do to be successful. Visualization can also be used to practice the mental aspects of hitting. By visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch, a hitter can gain a better understanding of what they need to do to be successful. Visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch can help a hitter to stay focused and confident in the batter's box. It can also help a hitter to stay relaxed and to stay in control of their emotions. Visualization can also be used to practice the mental aspects of hitting. By visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch, a hitter can gain a better understanding of what they need to do to be successful. Visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch can help a hitter to stay focused and confident in the batter's box. It can also help a hitter to stay relaxed and to stay in control of their emotions. Visualization can also help a hitter to stay positive and to stay motivated. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help a hitter to prepare for a game. It can help a hitter to stay focused and confident in the batter's box, to stay relaxed and in control of their emotions, and to stay positive and motivated. By visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch, a hitter can gain a better understanding of what they need to do to be successful. Main idea number 7. Utilize the mental game. The mental game is an important part of hitting. It involves staying focused, controlling emotions, and having a positive attitude in order to be successful. The mental game of hitting is an essential part of becoming a successful hitter. It involves staying focused on the task at hand, controlling emotions, and having a positive attitude. It is important to stay focused on the pitcher and the pitch, and to not let any outside distractions interfere with the task at hand. It is also important to control emotions, such as fear or anxiety, and to stay positive and confident in order to be successful. Finally, having a positive attitude and believing in yourself is key to being successful. The mental game of hitting is a skill that can be developed and improved over time. It is important to practice visualization techniques, such as picturing yourself hitting the ball, and to practice positive self-talk in order to stay focused and confident. It is also important to practice relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing, in order to stay calm and relaxed. Finally, it is important to practice positive reinforcement, such as rewarding yourself for good performance, in order to stay motivated and confident. The mental game of hitting is an important part of becoming a successful hitter. It involves staying focused, controlling emotions, and having a positive attitude in order to be successful. With practice and dedication, the mental game of hitting can be developed and improved, leading to greater success at the plate. Main idea number 8. Understand the count. It is important for a hitter to understand the count in order to make the best decision on whether to swing or not. This includes recognizing the number of balls and strikes and the situation in the game. Understanding the count is an essential part of being a successful hitter. It is important to recognize the number of balls and strikes, as well as the situation in the game. Knowing the count can help a hitter decide whether to swing or not. For example, if the count is 3-0, the hitter may be more likely to swing, as they have a better chance of getting a hit. On the other hand, if the count is 0-2, the hitter may be more likely to take a pitch, as they have a better chance of drawing a walk. In addition to recognizing the count, it is important for a hitter to understand the implications of the count. For example, if the count is 3-2, the hitter may be more likely to take a pitch, as they have a better chance of drawing a walk. On the other hand, if the count is 2-2, the hitter may be more likely to swing, as they have a better chance of getting a hit. Understanding the count is an important part of being a successful hitter. It is important to recognize the number of balls and strikes, as well as the situation in the game. Knowing the count can help a hitter decide whether to swing or not, and can also help them understand the implications of the count. With practice and experience, a hitter can become more adept at recognizing the count and making the best decision for the situation. Main idea number 9. Utilize the right equipment. The right equipment can make a big difference in a hitter's performance. This includes finding the right bat, glove, and cleats that will allow them to be successful. Utilizing the right equipment is essential for any hitter to be successful. The right bat, glove, and cleats can make a huge difference in a hitter's performance. A bat that is too heavy or too light can throw off a hitter's timing and swing mechanics. A glove that is too big or too small can make it difficult to catch the ball. And cleats that don't provide the right amount of traction can make it difficult to get a good jump on the ball. It is important for hitters to take the time to find the right equipment that fits their needs. This means trying out different bats, gloves, and cleats to find the ones that feel the most comfortable and provide the best performance. It is also important to make sure that the equipment is properly maintained and replaced when necessary. Taking the time to find the right equipment can make a huge difference in a hitter's performance. Main idea number 10. Utilize the right strategy. A hitter must have a strategy in order to be successful. This includes understanding the pitcher's tendencies, the situation in the game, and the type of pitch that is being thrown. A successful hitter must have a strategy in order to be successful. This strategy should include understanding the pitcher's tendencies, the situation in the game, and the type of pitch that is being thrown. For example, if the pitcher is known to throw a lot of fastballs, the hitter should be prepared to hit the ball hard and fast. If the situation is a two-strike count, the hitter should be prepared to shorten their swing and make contact with the ball. If the pitch is a curveball, the hitter should be prepared to adjust their swing and hit the ball with a downward motion. By understanding the pitcher's tendencies, the situation in the game, and the type of pitch that is being thrown, the hitter can adjust their strategy accordingly. This will help them to be successful and increase their chances of getting a hit. Additionally, the hitter should practice their swing and develop a consistent approach to hitting. This will help them to be more consistent and successful in the long run. Utilizing the right strategy is essential for a successful hitter. By understanding the pitcher's tendencies, the situation in the game, and the type of pitch that is being thrown, the hitter can adjust their strategy accordingly. Additionally, the hitter should practice their swing and develop a consistent approach to hitting. This will help them to be successful and increase their chances of getting a hit. Main idea number 11. Utilize the right approach. A hitter must have the right approach in order to be successful. This includes understanding the strike zone, the type of pitch that is being thrown, and the situation in the game. Having the right approach is essential for any hitter to be successful. This means understanding the strike zone, the type of pitch that is being thrown, and the situation in the game. A hitter must be able to recognize the type of pitch and adjust their approach accordingly. For example, if a fastball is thrown, the hitter must be ready to swing and make contact with the ball. If a breaking ball is thrown, the hitter must be ready to lay off the pitch and wait for a better pitch to hit. In addition, the hitter must understand the situation in the game. If the game is tied or the hitter's team is behind, they must be ready to be aggressive and look for a pitch to drive. If the hitter's team is ahead, they must be patient and look for a pitch to hit hard. Knowing the situation in the game can help the hitter make the right decision and maximize their chances of success. Having the right approach is essential for any hitter to be successful. It requires understanding the strike zone, the type of pitch that is being thrown, and the situation in the game. With the right approach, a hitter can maximize their chances of success and help their team win games. Main idea number 12. Utilize the right mechanics. It is important for a hitter to have the right mechanics in order to be successful. This includes having the right stance, grip, and swing mechanics that will allow them to hit the ball with power and accuracy. Utilizing the right mechanics is essential for a successful hitter. A good stance, grip, and swing are all necessary components of a successful swing. A good stance should be comfortable and balanced, allowing the hitter to move freely and generate power. The grip should be comfortable and secure, allowing the hitter to control the bat and generate power. The swing should be smooth and powerful, allowing the hitter to make contact with the ball and drive it with power and accuracy. The Science of Hitting by Ted Williams provides an in-depth look at the mechanics of hitting. It covers the fundamentals of the stance, grip, and swing, as well as more advanced topics such as timing and bat speed. It also provides drills and exercises to help hitters improve their mechanics and become more successful. By utilizing the right mechanics, hitters can maximize their potential and become more successful at the plate. Main idea number 13. Utilize the right mental approach. A hitter must have the right mental approach in order to be successful. This includes staying focused, controlling emotions, and having a positive attitude in order to be successful. Utilizing the right mental approach is essential for a successful hitter. This means staying focused on the task at hand, controlling emotions, and having a positive attitude. A hitter must be able to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the past or future. They must also be able to control their emotions and not let them affect their performance. Finally, a hitter must have a positive attitude and believe in themselves and their abilities. This will help them stay motivated and confident in their abilities. Having the right mental approach is key to success in hitting. It is important to stay focused on the task at hand, control emotions, and have a positive attitude. This will help the hitter stay in the present moment, remain confident in their abilities, and stay motivated. With the right mental approach, a hitter can be successful and reach their goals. Main idea number 14. Utilize the right mental preparation. Mental preparation is an important part of hitting. It involves visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch in order to increase confidence and focus. Mental preparation is an essential part of hitting. It involves visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch in order to increase confidence and focus. Visualizing the perfect swing and pitch helps the hitter to stay relaxed and focused on the task at hand. It also helps the hitter to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the noise and distractions of the game. Visualizing the perfect swing and pitch also helps the hitter to stay in control of their body and their swing. In order to properly utilize the right mental preparation, the hitter must first understand the mechanics of the swing. They must understand the proper body mechanics and the proper timing of the swing. Once the hitter has a good understanding of the mechanics of the swing, they can then begin to visualize the perfect swing and pitch. Visualizing the perfect swing and pitch helps the hitter to stay relaxed and focused on the task at hand. It also helps the hitter to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the noise and distractions of the game. The hitter must also understand the importance of having a positive attitude and a strong mental focus. Having a positive attitude and a strong mental focus helps the hitter to stay relaxed and focused on the task at hand. It also helps the hitter to stay in control of their body and their swing. Having a positive attitude and a strong mental focus also helps the hitter to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the noise and distractions of the game. Utilizing the right mental preparation is an important part of hitting. It involves visualizing the perfect swing and the perfect pitch in order to increase confidence and focus. Visualizing the perfect swing and pitch helps the hitter to stay relaxed and focused on the task at hand. It also helps the hitter to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the noise and distractions of the game. Having a positive attitude and a strong mental focus also helps the hitter to stay in control of their body and their swing. Utilizing the right mental preparation is an important part of hitting and can help the hitter to become a better hitter. Main idea number 15. Utilize the right physical preparation. Physical preparation is an important part of hitting. It involves stretching, warming up, and doing exercises that will help a hitter to be successful. Utilizing the right physical preparation is essential for any hitter. It is important to stretch and warm up before hitting to ensure that the body is ready for the physical demands of the game. Additionally, doing exercises that target the muscles used in hitting can help to improve a hitter's performance. For example, exercises that focus on strengthening the core, arms, and legs can help to increase power and accuracy. Furthermore, exercises that focus on improving balance and coordination can help to improve a hitter's timing and accuracy. By taking the time to properly prepare physically, a hitter can maximize their performance and increase their chances of success. Main idea number 16. Utilize the right mental focus. Mental focus is an important part of hitting. It involves staying focused on the task at hand and not letting distractions get in the way. Mental focus is an essential part of hitting. It requires the hitter to stay focused on the task at hand and not let any distractions get in the way. This means that the hitter must be able to block out any external noise or other distractions that could potentially take away from their concentration. It also means that the hitter must be able to stay in the present moment and not let their mind wander to other thoughts or worries. The hitter must be able to stay focused on the task at hand and not let their mind wander to other things. In order to achieve the right mental focus, the hitter must be able to stay in the present moment and not let their mind wander to other thoughts or worries. They must also be able to block out any external noise or other distractions that could potentially take away from their concentration. Additionally, the hitter must be able to stay focused on the task at hand and not let their mind wander to other things. Finally, the hitter must be able to stay relaxed and not let any tension or anxiety get in the way of their focus. By utilizing the right mental focus, the hitter can increase their chances of success. This means that they will be able to stay focused on the task at hand and not let any distractions get in the way. Additionally, they will be able to stay in the present moment and not let their mind wander to other thoughts or worries. Finally, they will be able to stay relaxed and not let any tension or anxiety get in the way of their focus. By utilizing the right mental focus, the hitter can increase their chances of success and become a better hitter. Main idea number 17. Utilize the right mental toughness. Mental toughness is an important part of hitting. It involves having the ability to stay focused and not let failure or success affect performance. Mental toughness is an essential part of hitting. It requires the ability to stay focused and not let failure or success affect performance. It is important to remember that hitting is a game of failure, and it is important to stay positive and focused on the task at hand. Mental toughness is also about having the confidence to trust in your own abilities and to believe in yourself. It is about having the courage to take risks and to push yourself to be the best hitter you can be. In order to develop mental toughness, it is important to practice visualization and positive self-talk. Visualization involves picturing yourself in the batter's box and seeing yourself succeeding. Positive self-talk involves talking to yourself in a positive manner and reminding yourself of your strengths and abilities. It is also important to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and meditation to help stay focused and relaxed during a game. Mental toughness is an important part of hitting and can be the difference between success and failure. It is important to practice and develop mental toughness in order to become a successful hitter. With the right mental toughness, you can become a great hitter and reach your full potential. Main idea number 18. Utilize the right mental attitude. Mental attitude is an important part of hitting. It involves having a positive attitude and believing in oneself in order to be successful. Utilizing the right mental attitude is essential for success in hitting. It involves having a positive outlook and believing in oneself. A positive attitude can help a hitter stay focused and motivated, and it can also help them stay relaxed and confident. It is important to remember that hitting is a skill that can be learned and improved upon with practice. Having a positive attitude can help a hitter stay focused on the task at hand and not get discouraged by mistakes. It is also important to remember that failure is part of the learning process and that it is okay to make mistakes. Having a positive mental attitude can also help a hitter stay relaxed and confident. It is important to remember that hitting is a skill that can be learned and improved upon with practice. It is also important to remember that failure is part of the learning process and that it is okay to make mistakes. It is important to stay focused on the task at hand and not get discouraged by mistakes. Having a positive attitude can help a hitter stay motivated and confident in their abilities. Having the right mental attitude is essential for success in hitting. It involves having a positive outlook and believing in oneself. It is important to remember that hitting is a skill that can be learned and improved upon with practice. It is also important to remember that failure is part of the learning process and that it is okay to make mistakes. Having a positive attitude can help a hitter stay focused, motivated, and confident in their abilities. Main idea number 19. Utilize the right mental discipline. Mental discipline is an important part of hitting. It involves having the ability to stay focused and not let emotions get in the way. Mental discipline is an essential part of hitting. It requires the hitter to stay focused and not let emotions take over. This means that the hitter must be able to stay in the present moment and not get distracted by the past or future. It also means that the hitter must be able to stay calm and composed in the face of adversity. This is especially important when the pitcher is throwing a difficult pitch or the count is against the hitter. Mental discipline also involves having the ability to stay positive and confident in the face of failure. It is important for the hitter to be able to take failure in stride and not let it affect their performance. This means that the hitter must be able to stay focused on the task at hand and not get discouraged by a bad at-bat or a bad game. Finally, mental discipline involves having the ability to stay disciplined in practice. This means that the hitter must be able to stay focused and practice the same drills and techniques over and over again. This will help the hitter to stay consistent and improve their performance. Overall, mental discipline is an important part of hitting and is essential for success. It requires the hitter to stay focused and composed in the face of adversity and to stay positive and confident in the face of failure. It also requires the hitter to stay disciplined in practice and to practice the same drills and techniques over and over again. By utilizing the right mental discipline, hitters can improve their performance and become successful hitters. Main idea number 20. Utilize the right mental resilience. Mental resilience is an important part of hitting. It involves having the ability to stay focused and not let failure or success affect performance. Mental resilience is an essential part of hitting. It requires the ability to stay focused and not let failure or success affect performance. This is especially important in baseball, where a single at-bat can determine the outcome of a game. A hitter must be able to stay focused and not let the pressure of the situation get to them. Mental resilience also involves having the ability to stay positive and motivated. A hitter must be able to stay positive and motivated even when they are struggling. This means that they must be able to stay focused on the task at hand and not let their emotions get the best of them. They must also be able to stay motivated and keep pushing themselves to improve. Finally, mental resilience involves having the ability to stay confident. A hitter must be able to stay confident in their abilities and trust in their preparation. They must be able to stay confident even when they are struggling and not let their doubts and fears take over. This is essential for a hitter to be successful in the long run. Mental resilience is an important part of hitting and is essential for a hitter to be successful. It requires the ability to stay focused, positive, and confident in order to be successful. By utilizing the right mental resilience, a hitter can become a better hitter and have more success in the long run.